Hello, and welcome to Truth Talk, a place where we share God's Word in very practical ways to strengthen, encourage, and guide you in your decisions and endeavors, so you live and enjoy your life. I believe that God's Word is powerful. It can deliver to you all those things you desire and much more. Provision, protection, security, a sense of worth, even transformation. And most of all, His Word can empower you to impact lives around you. Isn't that really what life is about? Touching other lives. Well, welcome again to Truth Talk. And my name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. So this week, we've been looking at how we can listen to God. We started yesterday by looking at Samuel, the little boy, who heard God's voice for the first time, and how he was able to know that this was God who was speaking to him. Today, we want to continue that discussion. Yesterday, I think we went away with, I believe, if we still remember, with the thought that when you come into God's presence, really wanting to hear Him, it has to be a mind thing. In your mind, you really want to hear Him. In your heart, you are expectant, and then you position yourself. Now, one thing I want to talk about today is being patient with God. Now, let me read that from Psalm 37, or let me read what the Bible says about that. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. So, this morning, we want to talk about being patient. As you approach God to hear Him, to listen to Him, so that you do exactly what He wants you to do, like Jesus said, I do not do anything of my own initiative. I only do what I hear the Father say. That was Jesus speaking. And that's because He is our role model, or because Jesus is our example, we also want to do only what we hear the Father saying. And that's why we are taking time to listen, to understand. How do I listen? For those of us who are struggling with it, for you struggling, how do I listen? How can I hear God? And we made you understand yesterday that hearing God is not for one person. Every child of God should hear God, like every human child should be able to hear his or her parents' voice or parents' voices. So every child should be able to hear the voice of God. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they listen and follow me. So if you are a follower of Jesus, He expects you to know His voice so that you can follow. So that's why we are spending time to say, if I don't know how to hear, how can I hear? So today we want to say, one thing that will help in the hearing process is to be patient. There's a story about Moses. We've been looking at Moses. So there was this time the Lord told Moses, bring up to the mountain the elders, Aaron, and his two sons. Come up to the mountain. Come up. And so Moses came with those elders, Aaron and his sons, and they came to the side of the mountain, had some fellowship there, ate, and then God told Moses, Moses, come up. And Moses came up, and when he got to a particular place, Moses had to wait there, and Moses was waiting at that spot for 6 days. And on the seventh day, the Lord called Moses, come up, and Moses came up. And the Bible says the cloud covered Moses, and God began to give Moses instructions. But did you notice that when Moses went up, he waited at a particular spot for 6 good days? Does that remind you of somebody? Yes, it reminds me of King Saul. when the prophet told him, "Wait for me. When I come, I will offer the sacrifice." And he waited for 1 day, 2 days, 3, 4, 5, 6. On the 7th day, he couldn't wait any longer. "Bring me the sacrifice," and he offered the sacrifice. But Moses, the Lord told him, "Come up," and he was coming up. And he got to a point, I just like, "Wait," and he stayed there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days. Remember, Moses was not eating anything. He wasn't drinking anything. He had no food. He had no water. He was there for 6 days. And Moses did not move. He didn't decide to go back down. He stayed and waited until the Lord told him to come on. So if you want to hear God's voice, one of the things you have to tell yourself is that you be willing to wait. We must understand that God is not our errand boy. He's the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. He calls the shots, not us. So you don't come to God and tell Him how long you will wait before He speaks. He must speak to you. "I'm coming for these 3 days, and in these 3 days you must speak to me." You don't approach God with that mindset. It is good to set out a time. Maybe you want to wait on God. You can schedule a time, some days. But have it in your heart that, "Lord, I expect you to speak. I'm expectant." But if He doesn't speak to you, extend it and keep waiting until you sense in your heart that, "Okay, I think God has spoken. I have heard." Don't ever do what Saul did. You know, it is unwise. Let me rephrase that. It is unwise to do what Saul did. "Okay, I said," he said, "7. And once it's 7, I didn't see you. So I go ahead and take things into my own hand." Many have had shipwreck. Many have gone into troubles because they set time for God to speak. They set time for God to act. Remember, God is our Father. He is the King. Nobody goes into the presence of the King and you give him a time limit that he should talk to you. Nobody does that. Nobody approaches even a chief or even a governor or a president and then you are the one who gives him time. No, he gives you time. In fact, he tells you when he will have time for you, and he tells you how much time he can spend with you. So if we can do that with human beings, if we can give human beings that honor, why would we want to give God any less? Why would we want to come into God's presence and tell Him, "I'm here for 3 days. You have to speak to me within the 3 days. And if God doesn't speak within the 3 days, okay, I'm off. I go and do what I think I need to do." Why would we do that? Why would we do that when we know, as we have been learning, that every word from God is life? Why would we sabotage the opportunity to have life impacted to us and in our situations by walking away, giving God our time, the limits, being the one feeling that I am in charge? And I think that's part of why we are having lots of problems. Because we think that this Christian life is about us. I am in charge. I determine how I want to do. So if God says something, even though I hear a message, I decide whether I want to do it or not. This is my life. If you have that mentality, it will be difficult to hear God. Because the Father doesn't waste His words. He will speak to those who He knows will obey. Remember Saul? We'll keep using Saul. God spoke to him twice. First time, he didn't. "Okay, let's go." The second time, the same. And that was it. If you read King Saul's account, I don't remember God ever speaking to King Saul again. In fact, it got so bad that he had to go and start consulting with a witch. It was so bad, so bad. God was not saying anything to him again. Imagine. Nothing. So he decided to go and seek help from a witch, like some of us do. Oh, oh God, it's not coming through for me. I've been waiting, nothing is happening. And then we start running to different places. We start running to all kinds of prayer houses. We start running to all kinds of people, having all kinds of baths because God is not coming through. Hey, this is 2024. This is an opportunity to turn things around. Let's do things properly. When you gave your life to Jesus, you said, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. So when you are saying Lord, you don't detect to a Lord, do you? No, you don't. You don't even detect to your landlord. It's landlord who tells you when to pay. You are not the one who says, I will pay at so and so date. I will give you so and so amount. No, he is the landlord. Now, this is the Lord of all. Why would we think that we can detect to him? So, we are talking about listening and obeying God. So, if you want to hear him like Moses, wait. That's what it means to wait. Many of us know that scripture that says, they that wait upon the Lord, and we even say it, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So we seek it. But you know what waiting means? Like the waiter, you've gone to a restaurant and you see the waiter standing there and he's waiting for you to place your order. He does not go anywhere. He's waiting for you for as long as you have the menu and you are going through it. The waiter is waiting for you until you tell him what you want. He writes it down. Even if he's going and say, excuse me, you will come back. Could you add this? He takes it. That's all. He's waiting to take your order. So when we say we are waiting on the Lord, that's what it means. We are waiting for him to speak to us, to give us guidance. So we are not in a hurry. What are we hurrying to? What we want to do is what he wants us to do. So if he has not told me what to do, what am I hurrying off to do? Do you get the gist? Yes. So that's my word for you today. As you set your heart to listen to the Lord, wait, be patient. Don't allow yourself, that scripture in Psalm 37 says, don't fret, don't allow yourself to get anxious. Don't allow yourself, time is running out. No, time can run out. Time can run out when you are waiting on God. When you've trained yourself to hear God, time can run out on you. No. That's the trust you need to have. That this is the one who holds time. He's in time. He lives out of time and steps into time and steps on the other side of time. He's everywhere in between. So you can't be afraid. Oh, time is running out. I'm getting too old now. Don't fret. When you start worrying and becoming anxious, it will be difficult to hear God. I remember many years ago, I was seeking God about something. I wanted to hear God. Of course, I was a much younger Christian. And there were things happening around me. I was anxious. In my heart, I was worried. And then I set out this time to fast and pray. And I was calling to God, calling. I didn't hear anything. He said nothing to me. And after about, I said, 2 or 3 days, I was like, okay. I came to myself and I said, no, I'm not going to fast and pray. I removed the fasting. I didn't move the prayer. I said, I'm not going to fast. I stopped fasting. I was eating regularly, but then I just kept coming. Normally at my devotional times, and I would sit there and I would read the Bible. And I'll be still. I stopped worrying. I stopped thinking about, oh, this thing that is happening around me. God, what should I do now? What should I do? I just dropped all of that. And I was just coming to the Lord to have my time with him. And that was when God spoke to me. It was amazing. So God will not, he's not in a hurry. In fact, maybe that's why he wanted Moses to stay there for some days and calm down. And thank God, I love Moses. I love that. He just stayed there. He didn't move. Indeed, his training as a military man had helped him. he had learned that until your commanding officer says move, you don't move. Stay there. It's part of the battle plan. You stay where you need to stay until you are given further instruction. Moses had learned that. So he was practicing it with the Lord, and it helped him. May God help you to wait this year. This is not that year that you'll be in a hurry. Remember, he's not your errand boy. Remember that you are the one waiting. You are the waiter. You wait to take orders. Until you get the orders, you stay there. It doesn't mean you have to stay 1 month in one spot. No. If he didn't speak to you the time of fasting, then plan your devotional time. Say, Lord, I'm still coming. Maybe because of work, I can't go beyond that period. But every day in my devotion, I'm still coming. So I'm still reading the word, and I'm still listening. I'm still listening. Just come and keep listening until he says something about your situation. Because you know what I like about our God? He speaks. He's not an idol. He will speak. Once he has your attention, he will speak. Just like he did to little Samuel. Father, thank you for your word to us this morning. Thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. To those out there this morning who are trusting you and waiting, thank you for speaking. Thank you for guiding. Thank you, first of all, for the grace to wait in Jesus' name. So I say to you this morning, don't be in a hurry. Trust God. Wait until you get your orders. So that's it for True Talk today. I believe that those words are going to help you today as you move into your endeavors. Once again, this is Ijeoma Anyanwu saying thank you very much for joining in. See you again tomorrow morning. Bye for now.